Coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Hey, everybody, I'm Norm Borg. Big weekend for horse racing, of course. We've got the O'Briens taking place this weekend, and it's also going to be the weekend where we really put up as a group. Koza and Oha are arranging a rally outside the old Maple Leaf Gardens, which is where the provincial Liberals will be choosing a new leader. And my next guest has a lot to say about that, as well as his favorite subject, and that's sand pail. Rod Hughes is our guest on this edition of Trot Radio. Rod Hughes, how are you?
I'm very good. Yourself?
Well, it's great to hear from you. It's nice to talk a little racing first. A lot of people want to know, how is the Pale doing?
Pale seems really good. You know, we have had him back jogging now for 2 weeks. He's really strong. Maybe a little bit ahead of where we need to be, just because he is so headstrong and just wants to get back at it.
Well, that's really good to know, because the last time we talked, you had just started walking him around the track and just taking it real easy with him, and it sounds as though you're right. He is ahead of schedule. What's the game plan going in? Do you have a – obviously the horse will tell you when he's ready, but what is he telling you to this point?
We haven't really set any schedule as far as when we'll be back in the spring here or early summer, but yeah, he'll likely be ahead of schedule, like we just said, just knowing him, how headstrong he can be. But we'll try to hold him back as long as we can and make sure he stays sound.
Sure. How many miles have you been jogging him?
You know, he's up 3.5 miles, and that doesn't seem to be any problem to him at all.
No, I didn't think it would be, especially if he's anywhere near fit. So we'd be looking at sometime spring, early summer, you think?
I think so, yeah. You know, if everything stays as good as it is right now, touch wood, hopefully we move forward in that direction.
Well, that's exciting, because I'd have to say that the age trotters, at least here in Canada, it is one of the glamour divisions, and it wouldn't be the same without the Pale, I can tell you. Let's look ahead to the, I hate to say political side, but let's face it, it's been a political struggle for all of us in this business ever since March of last year. We know what happened then. The Liberals are meeting this weekend to elect a new leader. Folks from the racing industry, Koza, Oha, others, are going to be having a rally. What's your take on it? Is it really important that we attend, that we make our voices heard at such a time?
I think it's really important. You know, I know everyone has reasons for maybe not making it work or other reasons, but you know, if they can make it out to this one here this week, I think it's really going to count and show them that we're serious. You know, if we only get a couple hundred people out there, I really don't think it's going to do much for us. You know, see these other protests that go on, and, you know, they come out in big numbers. You know, the teachers, they know how to get their attention and get on the media. And that's one thing we haven't done as horsemen, is draw any attention to ourselves and let people know what we are doing and what we're about to lose.
Well, this would be a great opportunity, and I don't mind playing the role of advocacy journalist, if you will, in this case, because, you know, it is a big platform. The Liberals are electing a new leader. Based on the rhetoric I've heard from all the leadership candidates, you'd swear they were never in the same cabinet room as McGuinty when the decision to kill Sarp was made, and that they would resurrect it to some degree in a heartbeat. I find that ironic.
Yeah, and I hope it holds true, and I hope they come through for us. It's just they've got us kind of in a bad spot right now, where we don't know what's going to happen, and we're basically running scared right now, I think.
Well, I think that, you know, our perseverance has been paying off. I think that the Liberals and OLG recognize that we're not a group that's going to be trifled with, and that there's a lot of public sentiment in favor of horse people, which would explain why, for example, OLG is in a big hurry to get contracts done with racetracks, things of that nature. And there is a groundswell against expanded gaming. Why not keep it right here as part of racing, since that's where the market is? But you're going down, and where are some of the buses? Where can folks? You're in Lindsay.
Lindsay.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, no, we're on Lindsay, and, you know, Rhonda Marco, as far as I know, in Kawartha Downs area, she's arranging bus transportation down to the rally, and I think there's a couple buses leaving from Mohawk, and you know, I'm driving down myself. I'm going to try and get as many people as I can in here with me and get down there and show our support and get out and let them see the numbers.
I think it's important because we don't want to get lumped in as just another small group of protesters and be sort of faceless, nameless types, not unlike, dare I say, the I Don't Know Mores or the other protesters that, you know, they're professional protesters, basically.
Yeah,
and we don't
want to
do that.
No, and, you know, I think when we show up in small numbers, that's what we look like. And it sure would be nice to see a big chunk of that 50 or 60,000 that everybody keeps mentioning, you know, get up off the couch and get out there.
That would shut Dwight Duncan up in a big hurry.
Yes.
Although I doubt it. But anyway, well, you don't have to deal with him anymore, so that's not a bad thing at all. So it's going on this weekend, Friday and the Saturday. Any idea when those buses will be leaving from, say, Mohawk or Kawartha?
Yeah, I've heard the one in Kawartha is leaving around 10:30, and the one from Mohawk, I believe, is leaving around 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I think it's just a great idea, and here's our opportunity as horse people to let them know how we feel. It's an important weekend for horse racing. I mean, we've got the O'Briens this weekend. Normally, a political convention wouldn't have a lot to do with us, but because of things being the way they are, it is. And this is when we've got to stand up and we've got to represent. So, Ron, I'm glad to know you're going to be there. We'll be very much in support of what all the horse people will be doing at that rally.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to put this out there for us and hopefully get a few more people because of it.
All right. And all the best with Sam Pale this year.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rod. There's Rod Hughes of Sam Pale fame. Our thanks to him, and we'll thank you in advance. Those of you in Ontario that will be going down to the rally in front of Maple Leaf Gardens, good luck to all of you folks. The O'Briens are this weekend. Going to be co-hosting my first with my friend Ken Middleton, and I'm still walking on the air over that one. Can't wait to get down there. Trot Radio is a presentation of Standardbred Canada in association with Board Communications. I am so stoked.